I would like to take this opportunity on behalf of my delegation to thank you very much indeed for the appreciation and support that you have given to our report and your supporting remarks to the report and also your recommendation. Some of the questions that you have raised, they are similar questions that have been raised and been answered already on our federal constitution that is still on draft. It has a lot of human right proposed clause in it, and the position now on this federal constitution is that it has now been completed, and it is now in the process of being submitted to cabinet, and we will be going through it and make our decision, our direction to this report. On the question raised by Benin, the appreciation, the recognition of the success of our election through our biometric system, we appreciate that. And as I said, it's not because we are successful at the last election that we're just leaving it there. We are going to, we have looked at areas that are still weak in our electoral legislation on areas that you have made reference to, especially to opportunities for women to participate in parliament. We are looking at that very seriously, and of course, through the responsible ministry. There was also a question on management of our forestry. Yes, we are concerned about that. We are aware of that, the discrimination, exploitation of our forest. For the first time, we are coming up with a legislation. Our government is going to come up to replace the old colonial past legislation that governs our forest. For the first time, we are now making decision. We are now making this move. In fact, there are two legislations that are fundamental to human rights, fundamental to contributions of human rights to 90% of our people in our population and to our development, and that is land and forestry. There are two pieces of legislation that we are still, the Lands and Title Act, which is it's a 1969 act, it's a very old act. Now we are going to review it for the first time because Solomon Island is an island country consisting of 800 islands, most of which are inhabitants, and nine provinces. A total land mass of about 28,000 square kilometers of land. 90% of this land is owned by people, customary land owners. And 20% of the balance is by government through the Commissioner of Land. Now we want to change this now. We would like 90% of our land to be registered so that they can be start going into land tenure system, the modern system, land tenure system, so that our people can also have the opportunity. This will enable our people also to move on to build housing. You mentioned the question of housing for our people. Now, since colonial times, if you go to the villages, there is no permanent houses in our villages. Now, if you go back to Solomon Islands, people have people are not building permanent houses. Now, who is building this? Who is funding this? Is this funded by donors? No. Solomon Island government has made a decision that it is time for us to make some very hard decision to budget for them and to meet this, to contribute to our people, especially in areas where are prone by natural disaster. There is no materials to build houses for them. Now, government has been waiting. It is a practice of the government that is waiting for partnership assistance to this infrastructure. But government has taken the initiative now of building houses for our people. This is in relation also to the questions that you raised on water supply. We are now providing water supply to our people, providing tanks to very remote areas, that in the past has never happened, Mr. President. And this is one positive thing that the government is doing that is in relation to human rights. Thank you, Mr. President.